NBC's coverage of the London Olympics is a ratings hit, which can present a problem for other networks looking to lure viewers, especially those dedicated to broadcasting sports. John Orand is media reporter for Sports Business Daily, and he's been checking to see what else is on.
ESPN, which is the main sports competitor to the Olympics, has decided that they're going to treat this as business as usual. So they said that their programming, which is baseball games and some NFL programming and a lot of the studio programming, they were expecting to see about a 10 to 15% ratings drop. And they say that they're probably down a little bit more than that, but it's really not significant.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, people use the phrase counter-programming. It sounds like ESPN's counter-programming is just to do nothing and assume that the baseball addicts and the football addicts will stick with them.
Exactly. ESPN takes a look at the demographics that watch the Olympics, and they're typically female and they're typically older. And those are demographics that aren't on ESPN anyway. So ESPN decided, rather than seed everything to the Olympics and let them even take the younger avid sports fans, they're just going to do business as usual, and they're going to roll out sports for people that want to watch sports. And you're seeing this also at the local level, where regional sports networks have their baseball teams and their soccer teams, and they're still just showing those games, and people are still coming to see those games, though not nearly in as big a numbers.
Well, this may get to an insight that would help us in a lot of different ways. Does this suggest that the hardcore sports fan audience is actually a tremendously different audience than the Olympic audience?
I think that is exactly why all of these people complaining about NBC aren't realizing who NBC is programming to. Typically, sports fans want to see their sports and they want to see the events as they happen live, immediately. What NBC has decided is that they're catering to families and they're catering to women and they're catering to people who either aren't sports fans or are very casual sports fans, which is why in their primetime shows, you're seeing a lot of these syrupy stories about athletes that have overcome adversity and are now champions in their sport, because that appeals not to the hardcore sports fan, but it appeals to the very casual one or the people that don't like sports at all.
So when I watched fencing or water polo the other day with my daughter, I was the typical Olympic viewer, and it could very well be that a fencing enthusiast or a water polo enthusiast hated this coverage.
I don't know if they hated the actual coverage of it, but they probably hated the prelim, like the story that led into the coverage, and they probably didn't like the story that led out of the coverage. And if you were watching the fencing on tape delay, they especially hated that.
So what are ABC and CBS, the other broadcast networks, doing?
Well, broadcast networks go after these audiences as well. So the NBC has 17 days where they're going to have the number one show in primetime. So what ABC and CBS and Fox are doing is they're rolling out repeats. They're rolling out programming that is either really cheap to produce or that has already run.
Well, now, wait a minute. So we're saying ESPN isn't really counter-programming. They're just doing the usual. Some of the other networks are not really counter-programming. They're actually doing a little less than usual. Is anybody out there aggressively trying to grab some audience in this situation?
You know, it'd be really risky for people to spend a lot of money to actually grab an audience. A couple of years ago, during the Torino Games, Fox decided that they were going to counter-program the Winter Olympics with new episodes of American Idol, back when American Idol was extremely popular. And in fact, American Idol won a couple of the nights doing that. The Summer Olympics is a completely different animal, and the Summer Olympics in London is even more different than that.
Different animal because the Summer Olympics are more popular and people love the idea of London and the timing is nice and everything else.
Exactly.
Well, John Orand, thanks very much for sorting that out.
Thank you, Steve.
He's media reporter for the Sports Business Journal.